Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Norte County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
Hello, this is Tom Cookman with a community comment. Today is Election Day, and I hope everyone exercises their right to determine who leads our great country for the next 4 years. We live in a time when our country and our government is extremely divided. Under President Obama's leadership, or lack thereof, the division between Republicans and Democrats has increased more so than at any time in our history. You may not like Mitt Romney, but it is worth considering that when he was elected as governor of Massachusetts, he stepped into a leadership role where the majority of legislators he had to work with were Democrats. He was able to reach across the aisle and accomplish phenomenal results in turning that state around. Obama is a very arrogant man. His leadership philosophy is my way or the highway. He has refused to reach across the aisle and compromise on any issue. This makes for a very unhealthy working environment. Please pay close attention to this quote by Barack Obama. Quote, "But when Congress refuses to act, and as a result hurts our economy and puts our people at risk, then I have an obligation as president to do what I can without them." Unquote. Let those words uttered by our president sink in. As president, he is going to do everything in his power to bypass Congress. We elected a president, not a dictator. By the Constitution of the United States, we have 3 branches of government, not one. The Constitution is crystal clear as to this system of checks and balances. The same Constitution Obama swore to preserve, protect, and defend the day he was inaugurated. Maybe he would have stood by his oath if his hand were on a Koran instead of the Bible. This weekend, Obama stated at a campaign stop in Ohio that voting is the best revenge. Wow, who are they seeking revenge against? Mitt Romney isn't the incumbent. This statement is proof of his arrogance and divisiveness. President Obama wants you to think that he has created jobs. Regardless of the unemployment percentage you hear on the news, the only number that cannot be manipulated by either side is how many Americans are actually working today as compared to the day he took office. There are 500,000 fewer people working today than 4 years ago. The scary part about this number is that we need to create 119,000 new jobs every month just to keep up with our population growth. 119,000 new jobs each month would be treading water. In Obama's presidency, he needed to create 5.5 million jobs just to break even. We are 6 million jobs behind. The main reason Obama doesn't deserve to be reelected is because of the tragedy that happened in Benghazi. On several occasions, prior to the attack on September 11th, Obama refused Ambassador Christopher Stevens' request for increased security. Ambassador Stevens reported to the White House that there was an increase in al-Qaeda activity, and our president did nothing to protect our citizens. At best, this was a serious lack of leadership by Obama. What I believe was treasonous in regards to this tragedy was that when al-Qaeda was attacking our embassy, President Obama and his team refused to send help. We had the resources in the vicinity to stop these murderous thugs from killing American citizens, and our president told the CIA personnel to stand down. Obama made that decision. For this, I believe Obama should not only be impeached, he should be imprisoned, surely not reelected. This has been Tom Cookman with the Community Comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.